Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Magda Biadawa Shahingis, and she is with the Australian Multicultural Community Services, and we are going to talk about the many services that they give to our community members. Good day, Magda.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, yeah. I'm glad I can support and I can give some information about our organization and the services we provide to the seniors.
So Australian Multicultural Community Services are services extended to people 65 and over?
Yes.
And you have very specific services which cater to the specific needs of different people.
Yes, that's right. Maybe I extend. We also have one service which is emergency relief who applies also for younger clients. This is a special one. But most of the services are for the clients 65 plus, which are, for example, home care packages, which are very important and support most of the needs of the clients. We have our volunteering programs. We have domestic assistance and personal care, some transport service. Also groups, which are social support groups, which is more with the look at the seniors. But we also have support for the carers, which is in our center-based day respite programs. This is the main. And we also have specialized support services where we encourage the seniors to contact us, or we approach them and support them to really attend the services, to get some more information, to register to My Age Care, because all these processes are very complicated, and very often because of the language barrier, the clients don't know how to do it, and we support them there.
One of the services that caught my attention was the home care packages, because this is, if I'm not mistaken, one of the most popular services for Filipinos.
The point is, it depends always on the client needs, what service he requires or he would like to have, and he can have also, because there are assessments including, and depending on the on his health situation, on his living arrangement and so on, then he's eligible either for just normal Commonwealth home support services, which are just domestic assistance and personal care, or a little bit more, which is committed, or like we need a comprehensive assessment for it done by ACAS assessors, and then the client would be eligible for home care package. The home care package is a kind of, you have to imagine, a package of money which is connected to the client and depends on the level. There are four levels from 1 to 4, and depending on client needs and client's health situation, they're receiving various services through the package, which is everything is financed by the package, and only very rarely the client needs to add some financial support to the package. Mostly the package covers all the costs. So our organization, for example, we have case managers or care advisors who are looking after these particular clients. They organize, coordinate and monitor the services from the home care package for each client. They do medical appointments, which include also transport and support. They include meal preparation, shopping, cleaning, gardening, social outings, hairdressing, pet care, everything which watches around the client.
It's like catering to every need.
Yes.
In and outside the home.
Yes.
But you also have services that are specific to help carers.
Yes, this would be our respite program. At the moment, we have two respite groups which are catering for Eastern European clients. So I'm sorry for the Filipino clients, but at the moment we don't offer in this language. But we have two programs in the north and in the west, in the east, I'm sorry. And these are programs where the carers can have some time out from looking after the care recipient, which would be our client then, and we taking them over to our program. We transport them to the program. They spend the whole day, get their activities, even come with dance, maybe not dancing because most of them cannot move that much, but especially playing instruments, singing, doing craft activities, receiving a meal, and then they are transported in the afternoon home.
It's just the social aspect, isn't it? Being with other people as well, and while the carer is given a day off to take care of himself or herself.
Yes, that's true.
And you mentioned that there is a need for help in the Filipino community?
Definitely. I think especially in Geelong, where a lot of Filipinos live, there is a need, and I've heard from some clients who are awaiting already a home care package, so definitely there is something happening. We have a social support group, which is mainly covered for the Filipino group in Geelong. So there are, I think, eight or nine clients coming from Filipino background and a few other multicultural clients. This is our multicultural Filipino group. This group runs similar to the respite programs. It's just a social support group where we look more after clients who live alone at home, so not with a family member, so they don't have a particular carer. And they spend the whole day in the group as well. We also planning to support a social support group here in Western Suburbs in Brimberg, where I'm about to organize a financial support for a group as well.
So you are looking for volunteers?
Yes, because we are so active in this area and also with our volunteering program, we are constantly looking for volunteers who either would support our groups, so be active and supportive within the group for the few hours a week, or for volunteers who would like to cater and support the seniors at home or even in a nursing home. Maybe you know already someone you would like to visit and we can support you in it in registering as a volunteer. You will have a insurance cover. You will have a network. We're offering trainings and induction. So if anyone is interested in volunteering with Australian Multicultural Community Services, please contact us so we can support you in doing this and going the path.
Because volunteers who speak the language are a very important part of your service, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. So because we are multicultural services, we try always to do the perfect match. So we try to match a volunteer and a client from the same linguistical and cultural background. So the client and the volunteer can understand each other. Maybe for the volunteer it's not so obvious because most of them are a bit younger and they speak fluent English. But depending on the client a health situation, sometimes they're just forgetting the language,
yes,
especially English, and that's why they need someone to help them and to communicate with them in the language what they learned previously.
Because they say that as we get older and in our old age, we revert back to our mother tongue, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
And so it makes everything easier, communication, even body language to be understood from someone who is part of that culture.
Yes.
Well, Magda, if someone is interested to help, how can they contact you?
So the best contact is to maybe ring our office in Maidstone. I can give the number 96899170. You can also send us an email address, which is volunteer@amcservices.org.au, or just visit our webpage, which is www.amcservices.org.au, and on the webpage you can find a form for expression of interest for being volunteer, and you can put all the information we need and you would like to give us as a volunteer, and we will contact you.
Because every bit counts.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time, Magda Biadawa Shahingas from the Australian Multicultural Community Services.
Thank you very much.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.